You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's most senior diplomat has acknowledged there are enduring differences with China that need to be managed carefully. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade Secretary Francis Adamson told Senate Estimates the relationship with China and its rapidly changing place in the world would require attention and adjustment.
So I think if we were to characterise our current relationship with China and the relationship going forward, it will be a relationship where we will need on both sides to work quite hard to manage what I really think will be enduring differences.
Ms. Adamson shed light on just how delicate the relationship is.
I speak as a diplomat in saying that that will require, I think, some skill on our side, their side, and indeed diplomats across the world as China emerges further, as it grows, as its own objectives occasionally we find are contrary to ours.
It follows Liberal MP Andrew Hastie's condemnation of alleged human rights abuses being reported in China's Xinjiang province in a speech to Parliament. Mr. Hastie expressed deep empathy for those with personal ties to Uyghurs facing what he called systemic persecution and internment, urging them not to give up hope.
I'm very troubled by the way that Uyghur culture and identity is being systematically assaulted, deconstructed and scrubbed out by the authorities. They've showed great courage and perseverance despite the tears, heartache and pain. And I made a commitment to them that I would raise their plight in this house. And tonight I fulfil that commitment and I say to them, we might not see resolution soon, but we will continue to work with you and make sure your loved ones are not forgotten.
China and Australia are not only at odds over human rights, but social freedoms as well. Liberal Senator Erica Betts asked DFAT Secretary Francis Adamson specifically on this matter in Senate Estimates.
Are we concerned that the social credit system might be applied to, let's say, students studying in Australia?
Many embassies and consulates general around Australia keep a close eye on their students, a friendly eye or sometimes a less friendly eye, and precisely how that information might be used is something I think we don't know, and I'm not sure that we could ever really be in a position to tell you with absolute confidence how, in fact, it might be used.
Have we expressed any views to the Chinese regime?
No, we haven't had a human rights dialogue since 2014.
In a week where hundreds of questions have been taken on notice, today the department confirmed its US Ambassador Joe Hockey wrote to the White House offering Australia support for its inquiry into Russian interference during the 2016 presidential election, before any request had been made. It was later followed up with a face-to-face meeting. Labor's Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong tried to clarify the details with Ms. Adamson.
In that meeting, was there a request for particular information to be provided?
Senator, that is the point beyond which
I am not asking what information. I'm asking if there was a request for information.
I know, Senator.
So you're declining to answer
that?
I am. Okay.
Ms. Adamson chose to endorse Mr. Hockey's approach.
I would say that Ambassador Hockey's forward-leaning approach on this, and that's what it was exactly what I, as DFAT Secretary, would expect him to do in a situation where an inquiry had been launched, where Australia had been mentioned by the President, where the Foreign Minister had indicated our willingness to assist.
Department officials refused to say whether Australia had handed over diplomatic cables to the investigation, saying it would be prejudicial to the ongoing inquiry. Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.